dated according to the booklet. And who is this now? How? Why do you take a seat on the side?
Okay.
He must wait.
Regarding a briefing.
No, he must wait. The committee has decided when they are being briefed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He says he knows.
No, even he's going to wait 10 months. He's going to wait. It's now the mailing guardian. Yeah. He just wants to hear what's out from him. What are we doing with the defense? All right. And I think... When's the 50th?
Next week, Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
The 50th?
Yeah. Tuesday's the 1st of November.
And what's that new Tuesday? What's when's Tuesday the 20th?
That thing's wrong, man. It's today. It's an old, it's an old notice.
Hello. What are we having next week, Tuesday?
Yeah, that's what I'm discussing. We're supposed to have... We were supposed to have a meeting with sport.
Alright, now I'll still have a meeting.
No, they'll be dealing with the interpret articles.
Oh, and then what about, with the program?
What are suggested we do?
Unless
you've got something urgent.
No, come.
My suggestion is that we've got a few outstanding, maybe two outstanding reports and quite a few minutes.
So next week, Monday,
just to do that.
That's all outstanding reports and minutes. And when will you get it to the members?
They'll have it by tomorrow.
All right. What outstanding?
Tomorrow and Monday.
All right, what outstanding reports are they?
Northwest.
And what's that? It's Northwest and Mpumalanga, is it?
Yeah. And then minutes, I think it's about 4 or 5 seconds.
5 seconds of minutes. Yeah. And when will people get these minutes?
They have it by Monday in the future.
Monday in the future. And what about? All right. Monday noon.
Yeah.
All right. And then what time's the meeting on Tuesday morning or afternoon?
Now we're back to our normal
But people are supposed to have those minutes, eh?
People have some old minutes.
We'll check and go through.
There'll be a few new sets from last week and this week.
All right. Where's Tina? Where's the corporal? And Makubela. No, I just have to phone out, where are they? Because the corporal says it's on its way, but it's on its way for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
JJ, don't encourage me to use the English version. We are 7, we can start. No, we're not just 7, 2, 4, 5, 6. Get the quickly. Yeah, Mushwana is just in a meeting, just around the corner. She can come just to give us the quorum. I don't know. I'm still going to beg for quorum. I don't know. I'm still going to beg for quorum. You people are so regular. Not 5 minutes. We received it an hour before the meeting. So you people didn't go through your emails. I went through my email. But I'll give you a chance. Start reading. When we look at page one, then I'll let you just, you know, were you people taught speed? We don't need one. You know how to speed read. Huh? You know how to speed read. You just do this. Yeah, with a finger. You're taking everything, but I read every word. Yeah, that's a speed reading. Where's Comrade Zuna? Hello. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why are you getting Shwana just yet? She's here at committee room like 3:40 or 50. You know, as you get from the left, just yet to come over and we're going to start. And recommendations. Good morning, members. We're going to start our meeting now. We just see where there is a quorum. It's 3 on the side, 3, 7 with me. And thanks a lot, Uncle Mishwana. Before she says she'll be around the corner and she'll come to make a quorum. So she's in another meeting at the moment. I would like to welcome you to this morning's meeting on the and what we're going to look at is the draft budgetary review and recommendation report. And if you look at this report, it's fairly technical at first, because what it does, it tells you about what is the department's mandate, what are the goals and objectives of the department, including the three entities. And if you read the analysis of the report of the researcher, then you'll know, you know, what are these technical points that's at the beginning of the report. And as we go through the report, we speak to what were the observations of the committee, what did they observe, you know, when they interrogated the department. Then towards the department and its entities. Then towards the end, we have our conclusion and then recommendations. And I think the best way to do the report is to do it page by page. And if there are any mistakes, or if you feel there's something that you want clarified, then you ask for the clarification before we go to the next page. So we're going to accept this report page by page. And I must tell members, because I heard certain members receive the report 5 minutes before they got into this meeting. But I must tell you that I received the report an hour and a half ago. And I went through it. So don't come with 5 minutes, please. Thank you. And that is honorable, the corporal. Yes, yes. It's a dialogue between the two of us. Because that was the complaint when our friend stepped into this meeting. So let's do it page by page. Let's look at page one, members. Is there anything, because there, we only speak to, with the introduction, the role and mandate of the committee. You know, what was our duty? Of course, what are our oversight duties according to Section 55 and 92 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa? And then the processes followed by the committee in arriving at this report. How did we compile this BRRR report? Are there any changes that you'd like to make, members? I went through the first page, and I didn't find any mistake there. I used my red pen. But anyone that would like to moderate, you can use your green pen and be Amalusi and moderate the report. Come, people, did you find any mistake on the first page, page number one? It's very technical. It's very technical, page number one. Come, people, honorable members. Or are we all waiting on Honorable Kubela Ubaba? I don't think. Yes, it's, people, is it okay? Page number one, it's technical. So I'm signing this HM. Yes?
Where it says 2010-11 to 2011-12.
Yeah.
Is that not longer than a year?
It's the first quarter report of 2011-12, which we did do in a previous meeting. Is it correct? Because I remember I didn't do the quarterly reports. Both my quarterly reports were done by the WAP. You remember? Do you remember when we did the quarterly reports? All right. Fine, thank you. Because I was absent. Let's look at page two, people. Is there any, not page, now why do you, look at the way, that's page three, sorry, page three. Page three. Is there anything that you'd like to rectify? Let us just look at strategic priorities of the department. And let's go to line 1, 2, 3, 4. And the new sentence there, the schooling 2025 action plan.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's an action plan. Is there anything else on this page, people, that you perhaps found? I beg your pardon? And I think just something that the people that's compiling the report should remember. Wherever you have acronyms, write it in full, please. And then in brackets, you put down the acronym. Because, okay, this document is going into the ITC and it's going to the public. So wherever there's an acronym, write it out in full. And just put the acronym in brackets. Understood? Fine. Yes? Yes, yes. You do it that way normally. You put it in, write info, put it in brackets. Then afterwards, you can put down the acronym. Thank you. So I'm accepting page 3. In order. In order. In order. Thank you. Yes. Let's look at page 4. You know, this whole portion of page 4, even with the measurable objectives of the department, and these goals were further articulated in the programs of the department. This whole page is a portion taken out of our research document that each and everyone had. I'm just sorry I don't have my research document here with me. But this whole first portion, this whole portion is taken out of the research document. In order, see if I, any, all right, I'll accept it as read.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's something that the department intends to keep.
Where? Just tell us where.
First line in B4.
On page 4, the first line.
Director priorities. They have major influence in shaping the strategic direction the department intends to take.
Where is that still running? Thank you. Yeah, Frank. People, let us not decide on higher and lower case, please. Let the people that have to edit decide on it. Because I just do anything but is higher case. Thanks a lot, Nick. The Honorable Minor. Let's look at page 5. There are the acronyms used for the first time again. That NAPTOSA. Everyone knows who's NAPTOSA, but write it in full and put it in brackets. Everyone knows who's SATU. Write it in full and put it in brackets. But I'm sure everyone don't know South Afrikaans on the base.
Sorry.
And I want to, a person look at this page. When it comes to the strategic priorities, this is taken out of the department's report itself. And even from the research, because there we speak to the triple T that was in the research. Accept it?
Yes. On what you said about acronyms written in full.
Yeah.
Can't we say at the beginning, then we just say to read with acronyms and text so that you don't repeat them as full sentences, right? So,
let us just find out whether it's done here in Parliament. Because you know we may sit with a problem with that. Because look at this report goes into the ATC and there's a format. And by putting that page there could be incorrect. All right. Yes.
If it is the first time you mention it. In full and then in brackets, and then from there you can use acronyms.
Yes,
okay.
We said so, yeah. Thanks a lot, Honorable Gina, and it was seconded by Honorable Kogel. So we're accepting page number 5. Let's look at page number 6. Yes.
I'm taking this page 5.
All right, let's go back.
The triple T. Why do we have teachers with higher case and time than textbook with a small fees? Are they not supposed to be teaching? I'm checking.
Yes, correct. Yes, thank you for that one. Eh? Yes. Honorable JJ. Bullet 3. Yeah. Yes, I see it there. Eh? Can you see the yellow, Alan? Remove the comma, it must be a full stop. Anything else? But people, please just go through it, ne? Because the thing is this, we don't want no mistakes in our. Let's look at page 6.
No, we are still on page 5.
All right, page 5? Yes, Honorable Kanyahu.
I don't know if this was the last two bullets.
The last two bullets, which one?
Annual national assessment.
Yeah, the capital N.
Should it be plural?
Yes, sir. All right, so we must take away the S, ne? And it's the national must be in N. I'm not going to say anyone is out of order, yeah? Because I'm so glad he picked up the correct. Yes, I know. I remember that meeting. And I'm glad he's rectifying it now for us. Because you all believe there's a plural when it comes to Anna. The next one, Honorable Kanyahu.
Accelerate schools infrastructure delivery initiative. The thing that just the next one after the one.
It's a CD, ne? It should be in capital. A CD. Anything else, people?
No. My problem is,
yeah?
Is it schools infrastructure or school infrastructure?
A CD. Yeah, right at the bottom. Someone just to check a CD, ne? Yeah. It's a CD. A-S-I-D-I.
Is it correct?
Why did you see way, the way they put it, Jenny? Accelerate schools infrastructure delivery. That's right. Yeah. Is it now acceptable, that page? Let's look at page 6. Page 6. Phones, people. Look at program 2 there at the bottom, ne? I just want to ask Llewellyn and them what they mean by this. Program 2, curriculum, policy, support, and monitoring. It's line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there by the 41,000, eh? They speak here as a public works program of that wall. What should it be? Is it as a public works program that wall? Yes. All right. Now let's go at achievements include...
I'm trying to think now, what do you mean if it's a public work program?
It has been identified, yeah?
Maybe another leader may read it to me if it's a program of the Department of Public
Works. Mm.
Maybe we may just have to...
Yeah. that's been identified as, how do you want us to put it? Let's, people, let's just look at that one and just decide how are we going to put that sentence. Is it an extended public works program? Bandu, Karakuri project has been identified as a public works program.
Or as a program, that will
be
good.
All right. Yes?
If public is written the way it is, it may mean this two different things. Because if the ayah says, then it's a public department. But public is like the public, like people. Send us, it needs to be correct.
Oh, I can see.
And upper case,
a what?
Yes,
I think that's much better. Then we're not going to have... Yes, because the way I understand it, it's something like these public works programs.
Unless
but it's
a
deal.
Must be.
Hmm?
Or maybe it's just a program.
All right. Yes? Rogina, just answer. Yes. I'd like you to answer. The Karakuda and also program of the department.
Yeah.
Mm? But is it a public works program of the department? Or is it just a mass base? Because Karakuda, to me, is where it's almost like adult literacy that they're doing. It's almost like adult literacy of the department. Yeah, so it's a program of the department.
But it's a work sentence, it's an example. A public works program that will recruit, once it goes on to recruit that number of people, then it becomes a public works program. We do not recruit, we teach people to read and write as a department of education. But they recruit people to work. So if you read it in that context,
you could then say, in that, it will recruit. So it has been identified as a public works program in that it will recruit 41,000 volunteers in the campaign for them and thereby create being a job fair. In that sense, it's under public works.
Yes.
No, it's not a public works program. Honourable De Corvo and then Honourable Makubela.
To the best of my knowledge, there is no involvement at all by the Department of Public Works. It is the Department of Education through the current media project itself that even recruits. So it's not MDP.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. Mark Tubela?
I thought I understand what you want to say and what the definition is about. Almost every department has some aspect of massive engagement of people. So just change. And other people might have confused that to mean the public is TWP or not. But here the ownership is not public as a department. It's education. But they might have identified this currently as the one that is massive. in
next slide.
I think we have got three applicants share our dream to get along with the one that says this is the most public way to remain with that company.
A match-based program. Yes, there is a program, match-based program.
Just say that the therapeutic project will recruit.
But the thing is, it is a match-based because of the illiteracy when it comes to adults. Because you know how I came into contact with it was with the problems they had in Western Cape when it came to this program. So let's leave it as such. And then just look, yes? Yes? Yes?
Just still on the same paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you said to jump courses for a person who is not.
Yes.
Within the person, you understand that.
Yes.
So on the third line, right?
One, two, three.
The program has four sub-programs. Then it continues to say, it holds line items such as regional school, and then it continues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just proposing, if ever we can, we can list those
four
sub programs.
Yes. Like that.
When you continue reading, when now you get into the line,
yeah.
This is talking
to
the sub programs of which you didn't mention them,
which
are those four sub programs that you are talking about.
Yeah.
Then you talk of the line items.
Yeah. You know, like.
There is some challenges that I think must be mentioned before we even go to bed. Because how do you recruit volunteer educators and call that job creation? People who volunteer are not paid. I'm checking the if there is any what informs this, is there any reason behind this thinking that volunteers, and you end up saying job creation, volunteers are not paid, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
In this case, a lot of members, yes, they are volunteers because they are not fully employed by the department,
mm-hmm.
but they do get the same kind of wage.
Mm-hmm.
It does help in the application.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them are, they do get a
yeah, stipend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I think...
Maybe the question, Chairperson, just looking at it differently, is whether we don't want to say it contributes to poverty alleviation. Because in the other sense, if we can call the work of a person who volunteers a job,
mm-hmm.
then we might just be in trouble. Because understanding has always been in the country, at least recently, when you talk about jobs, you talk about decent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not, maybe just talk about poverty alleviation rather than jobs.
Can I ask a question? Is it poverty alleviation or poverty eradication?
Alleviation.
Alright. Because the first
thing is not there anymore. Eradication.
It's going away. Now, the person has to ask all these words because you people are using semantics. Emphasis here, emphasis there. Honorable Kanyako?
Yeah, there's another element to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the issue of job creation versus job opportunities. Because in the EPWP, they speak more of job opportunities than job creation.
But we're not looking at EPWP here. We see that it has taken out the public work.
Oh, we are taking it out.
Yes, because this is a program of education. It's a program of education. It's not related to public work. Yes?
Going back to the proposal by Honorable Gina on listing, in supporting it, one proposed that we do it in bullet form.
Yes,
but
sorry.
When you list our paragraphs become too long and not reader friendly.
Yeah.
So every time we list things, we go to
bullet form.
Bullet form.
Fine.
Where is this in essence?
It should
just start with this
Alright, yes. So take out the in essence there, correct? This program provides support in improving. Let's look at the paragraph where you come to achievements include the following. The department was developed and the department was had developed and printed numeracy and literacy workbooks. This is number 2. It's from page 6. Their achievements include the following. The department had developed and printed numeracy and literacy workbooks. Workbook number 2. So is that correct? Is it work named workbook number 2? Alright. Alright. Are there any other things you understand? Yeah? Yes? Where? Oh, the department developed. Alright. It's using the past perfect tense there. Yeah, past perfect. We're using just past tense. Some people must be bored sitting in this meeting. Yes? All right. So, can I sign off this page, people? May I sign off the page? All right. Yes, Honorable Ganyako. And close your eyes, there.
Maybe I lost the direction.
Yes.
When you made some change, I don't know whether I was asking my name or not, but when I see this sentence about volunteer educators and coordinators, thereby contributing to job creation, that's why I say it worries me a little bit, because if you speak of job creation in terms of volunteers, I don't know, is it correct?
We covered it. Yeah, we covered it. It's poverty alleviation. Not job creation. That's why I asked, is it poverty alleviation or eradication? And everyone agreed it's poverty alleviation. You're just alleviating the plight of the people. You know, I don't know. Let me just see if I'm sitting properly. So let's go to page 7, people. And just see if there's any problems on page 7.
One small thing. Just take it back
to page 6.
Page
6, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, by legislation. Yeah, a major achievement. Yes, you got it there.
So we don't need to put again a major achievement during the report point, because we've got the department achieved the following.
More
consultation, 15, blah, blah, blah. Then,
it's like a major achievement during this quarter.
Balanced and submitted tax reconciliation.
All right. So what should we put there? Just say what should it read. All right. What must you say? Say it again.
Balanced and submitted tax reconciliation on time. But
where should it be? Yes? That one was one of the best.
One of the best, because they didn't do it in all the years. But for the first time now, they consider it as the major one. More than as for the first time in years.
No,
it's the way they were highlighting it.
They just said it's a major achievement. No, we got you a major achievement during this quarter was.
You're taking that out if you're going to say balance and submitted the tax reconciliation on time for the first time in years, if you want to qualify, it doesn't mean that.
Can't a person put in, look at that, it's a major achievement that. Right. Within the program and for the first quarter of the year, the department achieved the following organizational matters. Broad consultation, that 50 new. Yeah. And just give your one again the way you're putting it.
No.
No, I'm listening. No, let us not first let us put down the words. Which was a major achievement.
Well, that's a big achievement, but you know what? It sounds so silly.
Just do it again.
Major achievement.
Someone could say the balancing of those things, is that something that you master?
Yes.
It can therefore be a major achievement. But why is it a major achievement?
Because the first time.
Failed in the past. Then we say it for the first time.
Alright. So we put down.
It gives
context. Alright. For the first time, eh?
Yes.
No, we don't have anything yet. We're just going to put it for the first time. We're not going to say years. We're not going to qualify. We're just going to say for the first time.
That's what they say. If we say for the first time, we say ever since death, never, which may not be correct.
Yeah.
But if we say in years,
yeah,
we'll give room for maybe somebody says, no, well, we didn't have budget for the last 3 or 4 years we have done.
Yeah.
So if we say for the first time and keep quiet, someone will just need us to the book and say, in 1995 they produced it. And then say, so in years, sort of.
Alright, in years, alright. Yes?
Okay, and particular, because I wanted to say, unless we know for a fact, we cannot say for the first time. But the way it is, this is correct. Definitely, I'm not seeing anything wrong with it. Even with the other achievements written on the phone. Because we need to emphasize this achievement. That, according to me, there's nothing wrong with this particular project. That was a major achievement during this quarter was the next reconciliation of the GDP, which was balanced and submitted on time for the year, full stop. To me, it's fine. Thank you.
Now, what are we going to take for the first time or major? Yes, Honorable Makubela. You know, it's not when a person sits with a whole lot of teachers, we'll sit here the whole day. Yes, Honorable Makubela.
I'm not sure about the useful, but the debate is about on
time.
It's about whether it's the first time or anything like that. It's about the dancing on time, this time around. That's the only thing. It's not in terms of many years, not bringing to length, so that argument does not apply. But what the Honorable Gandhi was saying was that after you said these are the achievements, you just lift it.
Yes.
You don't bend down there.
You don't qualify.
Major achievement. If you want to do that, it should then not be a bullet necessarily like that, as if only on its own. Say a major achievement was having done this on time.
So you can take the bullet away.
Yes, you can have the other achievement, but then come on one standing alone.
Yeah.
And say a major achievement was the following.
Yeah.
So it's not like following the other.
Yes.
It's one of
the as a sentence on its own.
Yes.
Almost like it's a paragraph on its own. Yeah, that will be better. Yes, Honorable Jacobo, the principal.
No, I hear the line of thought of Honorable Margaret, and I agree with him.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, if we write that in this committee, a major achievement is that the meeting started on time, then people will say, how can that be? It can only be achievement if we never start on time. So we have corrected our ways. So that's why I say, to give context to it, we must say for the first time in here.
Correct.
In other words, we are saying it has been a while. It has been a while because they were submitted, but they were never submitted.
Correct. Submitted. Yeah. All right. Just balance. A balance. A balance. All right. Just read it quickly. Yeah. All right. Silence. Silence. You destroyed my meeting. Just read it quickly. What's going to write down the yellow alert?
Just that last group will read balance and submitted tax reconciliation of the department.
On time.
No.
All right. All right, say it again. Me, yes?
Balance and submitted tax reconciliation.
No, I'm just listening. Just say it again because everyone is now smiling. Balance.
Balance and submitted tax reconciliation of the department.
On time.
On time.
On time. Yeah, on time. Unless you're
No, we're going to leave that one out. You heard what Uncle Dudley said. When in doubt, leave out a few words. So we just put on time. On Makubela, something new? I'm closing now. All right, now, is there something new? Oh, are you agreeing? Thank you. People are accepting page 6? Accepting page 6?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go to page 7. Let's go to page 7. Let me just get up and get coffee. I'll get the coffee. Black without sugar, without milk. Page 7. Remember, yes, a recording in front, eh? You people are being recorded. You are being recorded. We're not on TV today, we are being recorded. Yes, everything is going to Twitter. Look at page 7, people. I didn't find any mistake there. Find the mistake, please. I didn't find anything there. Just find the mistake. Yes, Uncle Dina, and then Uncle the Corbel. Uncle Dina. All right, but let's look at page. Now let's look at page 7. Honorable de Corbo?
No, just a reminder to say where we write PEG.
Oh, the acronym.
And the F-com.
All right. Yes? Bring me your stone to me. Yes?
I just want to check something. If it's necessary, it's paragraph number 4, I think.
But how can you say it? Is it under program 3, teachers, education, etc.? Do you tell us what paragraph?
And that achievements include the following. Can you see that?
Yes. Now what number?
The
1, 2, 3, 4. Regular negotiations.
Actually, I wanted to say of TED over the median.
But where?
The second line under that.
Oh, so the second line. So it starts with the human resource planning framework, ne? Second line.
Over medium to long term. Is it
over medium to long term?
Over the medium. Oh, yeah, because of
right.
The specific media. Yeah.
Mm. Just a problem with higher financing is the hyphen.
Medium to long term, so the hyphens have to be taken out. Bundy? Take out the item, Llewellyn, it's not there, on your copy. And let me also take it out of my copy. Over the medium to long term, yeah. Yes, that's correct, no item. I'm signing off page 7.
No,
all right. All right. Give it. Program 4.
The key issues of this program included as stated the National Seven Committee has been constituted. I
go through those three gates. And when you go down, let me take the first gate.
Yeah.
I was going to propose you say the key issues of this program included the ACT.
Of this program?
Yes. Maybe included the ACT,
mm-hmm.
the annual, the ANA.
The release of the ANA? Mm-hmm.
As you go down, you read on those.
Mm-hmm.
It will start saying the accelerated schooling procedures from ACT. Then it's when it tells us that then the committee has been constituted. And, you know, as we are seeking to just introducing as to what are the issues that have been included in this program.
Mm-hmm.
If we simply say ACT has been included,
mm-hmm.
ANA has been included, then as we go down, that is when we elaborate more on what
we right. So we have to just put down not the release of the ANA report, but we put here the annual national assessment, ne?
No, we delete
the
doc. After ACID, we delete that sentence.
Yeah, you say ACID, ANA, then grade our findings. Then there is when we begin to talk more on what has been done.
Yes. All right. Then we say the National Steering Committee was constituted and the first meeting was held on the 19th of May.
Yeah, because that is when we are talking about. All
right. Yes, we can just say, yeah, then we say the National Steering Committee, yes, you are correct, because it's already written at the top. All right.
And last thing, I don't know when I read whether there's nothing that has been done on the policy of the brain out of funding, because as I'm saying on unit one, we have something that talks more on us, we talks more on that.
Oh, the policy on grade R funding. Wait, it's just the result of yes, it's omitted. So we have to look at something. Policy on grade R funding. I think there we should just look at a line that speaks to what was done when it came to the funding of grade R. Yes?
So I want to take a break at you because.
Just hold on, we just finished with this one, the grade R.
Oh,
it has just completed. What are you saying, Bandy?
I was also going to take a step back to the ANA.
All right, it has hold on first. It's now at the funding. Yes, on the. Yes.
Yeah, my understanding is that the grade R was not always attached to, it was not a must for every projecting act. Grade R used to be independent. Therefore, now that grade R must be in public schools, then they must be funded. Therefore, it's correct the way it is.
Now there must be something to qualify then, eh? Because what I am understanding when it comes to funding, for example, like that should perhaps be in there, when it comes to grade R teachers, you know, they receive the stipend. You know, something like that, and now it's perhaps in the bargaining council. But you have to just check what is it when it comes to that funding. I'm just making an example. I'm not saying that has to be written there.
When you get sentence from the report.
Yes, that's something, yeah. That's why I say I'm just making an example. You know, like that bargaining council. But perhaps it's not even that funding. So you have to just check the yellow Ellen with grade R. Huh? All right. What time is it? Fine. Is it something new?
Can we now take it back?
All right. Yes. And then I'll come back to you. Yes, Honorable Jacobo?
No. I listened to the proposal by the Honorable Gina for the
ACD. Yeah.
And listened to what the chairperson said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read the confusion on Mr. Bandit's face. Just to make sure that.
No, that's what I'm asking. You know, what does he want to say? So he said, let us go back or something.
Sorry, I need
to. Are you saying?
Sorry.
I had a good order for Gina. But I suspect you did it because. You said key issues for the program included where there is a bullet.
Yes.
Okay, the understanding is that we delete there, then there is a seed.
Yes.
And that sentence that follows we delete. The one that says National Steering Committee, the one next to a seat.
You just put down a CD.
Yeah.
Mm.
Copy.
Mm.
So
that is understood.
So the chairperson was talking about the next paragraph.
Mm.
So there's nothing wrong with the next paragraph. We delete the top part.
Yes, and
yeah.
I got it deleted there in red.
Okay.
Mm. That's understood. As just a CD.
Emma.
Yes. That's all.
Yeah.
And then perhaps you can, like we say, we're going to lift up a sentence.
Yeah.
And the sentence is going to be done. I think it will stick to policy. Yeah. Anything else there? Let's go back now to what the Honourable...
On line 8.
Oh, I'm going to 8. Now let us not start yet with 8. Are we satisfied with 7? By 7. Fine, now let's go to line 8. I mean page 8. And now I just want to ask members, stop reading expressions because I deleted where I should delete. I was just worried about Andy. Yeah, that's why I said he's coming back to him.
Okay, so to determine the baseline,
yes, it
would be available at the end of September. Now, we've passed September. Was it or wasn't it? So I guess what we should write there is, was available at the end of September. Or
where are you speaking?
The results of the pilot study.
Oh, yes. For Gray in... To determine the baseline would be available at the end of September during the results of a pilot study on grade 9, mathematics, and language. To determine the baseline would be available at the end of September. What do the report say?
I think it's correct because according to the report, the results would be available. What we haven't done is to check whether indeed it then became available. So as it is yet, we say as reported, the result would be available.
Because you see what happens when it comes to the annual report, and it's been by the 30th of September to Parliament. So it should be that way. Who's that way?
We say that.
But this report comes to us in September, the end of September, all annual reports handed in by the 30th.
And will be returned before the
30th? Yes.
Okay, what is fixed to be available?
The same thing would be available.
Anything else? Just say again. Say what you want to say, then they can just look at them.
I'm thinking if we want to leave it open, we would say one sector to be available. Because would be is a very definite thing, but either was or wasn't could be not in September.
I think we're going to come out at 5 o'clock tonight. Honorable James just stepped in. Anything else on that page, Honorable Nina? Yeah. Line what?
It's a long sentence, the last sentence, but
it's quite long. That's like a spec out, yes.
The focus stands for this sentence. For
Mm-hmm.
Teacher union, government bodies, and learner representatives for quality learning and social campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Health for HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether that is how it is put in the report, because I'll be deeper a little bit on that one. Like when you talk on that program, the school enrichment services.
Mm-hmm.
Let me refresh this, because the doctor, it does not only look at HIV and AIDS. We talk of screening, it's part of what it is. It's part of what is done by the Department of Health and Information with the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
That program. I think we restricted ourselves and mm-hmm. that's not reflected what we want to do. What are they?
I think what they should do, just look at that program 5 and just put in when it comes to the Department of Health in collaboration with Department of Education, because I know there is training.
And also, when we talk of the policy
level,
I don't know whether we wanted to come up with all the details on that one.
Mm.
We're just directed, because I don't believe it's only the union for the SGP and the LENA for the time when it comes to training.
I think, with the affected stakeholders, when it comes to represent, right, and the representatives of quality learning and teaching campaigns, a person has to still put in, even like the community at large, because you get doctors, nurses living in that community, that's part of that campaign.
What you were saying, you could then ask the partnerships which were put including staff, teacher unions, governing bodies, whether representatives, partner with health, community, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the word including, and these are the...
Including.
So after, through multi-stakeholder partnerships...
Including.
Staff. Teacher unions. Governing body, learner representative, Department of Health, community.
Right. Yes.
Because we did this on the previous page.
Mm-hmm.
There's somewhere where we have come included, and there's a column, and we list them nicely in bullet form. Why can't we do the same on this particular? Because she was like. Highlighting
like
that the sentence is too long,
mm-hmm.
but if one refers to that one,
you can't
put
the symbol
for me. Why do you answer
them? Shouldn't I answer?
Yeah,
what do
you say?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I
can hear you now. I was trying to listen to you and another.
Just listen to me.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Ignore the other voice.
I think I've come back here. Definitely.
I'm now smiling about something else. I don't like that thing. Just listen to me. Yes, I'm from Akubera.
It may not be a major thing, but let me read it because I'm missing to take it. Almost all of them are out there. Let me give that to an example of what happened. I would sound more aware if we had key achievements included. Instead of saying a total number of, it could be seen as training the total number of diplomatic. If you go to the second program, it could be saying that you did the participation in the, and when you go to the one that is on promotion, say the fourth one, fourth project, the promotion of the view of responsibility. If you're getting our, if I'm putting.
But right. Where are you speaking?
The third project is about training those learners.
Yes, we got that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm saying, when you say that she. Achievement included.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds when raised about promotion of certain things, say the promotion of this kind of thing. And to say through the department, as I said, what is the deal of no one promoted? And if you say the promotion of the deal of through, then it sounds.
I agree with you.
I think one about three prayers. Like the other one, the implementation is where. The implementation of faith and so on.
Yeah.
Just in that first paragraph on paragraph 5, can we take out the word remain? It's on that first line. The aim of this program remains to develop. The aim of this program is to develop.
All right.
And then key achievements, do we want included or include?
Include. Page 8. Right, we look around and see who wants to speak. So. What's that? All right. Let's look at that paragraph again, people, because it might change it.
Start with.
All right, yes.
We'll start with screening, the second one, participation, third one, stabilization, the fourth one, promotion, and the last one, completion.
Right. Yeah, sounds better. We on page 8 for everyone's information. I won't say whose information, but everyone's information. and we are being taped. We just want to make sure we won't mention names, and we are being taped. Alright, so page 8 is accepted.
Yeah.
By everyone.
Yeah.
By everyone.
Yeah.
Even the researcher is an honourable member today. Sitting between the honourable members. Page 8, people. We see where they are. Yes, tables, people. The analysis of the expenditure trends. And there you look at the expenditure trend, and we give the budget expended. Yeah, you do use that word. And then we speak to, you know, when the percentages are low, what happened? When the spending is slow, why? So people look at that. Honorable Chang.
There's nothing unusual here, it seems to me. You know, the figures indicate that more than a quarter, slightly more than a quarter of the budget was spent in the first quarter of the financial year. So that seems about right to me. I don't have any comments on that.
We hope
that the figures are correct, yeah. So just check. Oh, the reports. You didn't make a mistake then, eh? Yes, Honorable Jacobo?
I'm not sure if I'm not completing. Just at the top, expenditure trends, at the end of the first quarter, the department had spent. I'm not sure.
What was it? At the end of the first quarter, the department
had spent rather than spent.
Has spent.
Head.
Oh, past perfect. All right. Yes, we do. We are doing that too. Because, look, we have to pass this report, and a person become worried if you don't do that. That's page 9. All right. I'm signing off page 9, people. Let's go to page 10. I didn't find anything wrong there. I went through everything.
The first paragraph is invoiced by Peter.
Where?
The top of the page.
Yeah.
Third line down.
The deviation was?
Yeah. submissions of invoices by CPAC. Yeah, that's only an acronym.
Yes. We already had clarification acronyms. You came in late. Yeah. Mm. Where?
The annual report.
Where do you see it?
Financial statements. I don't know. Like on 4.1.
Now it's an annual report. Shouldn't be annual
that's
only one report.
Should be included the report.
Isn't it one report? Let's see, people, let us just stick there for a while quickly. Because it's the annual report of the department.
Yeah.
And the annual report of the entities. Take our list. So what should we do? How should we is it correct? All right. It goes to page at the bottom, and there we have the amount that was unspent. Why are you laughing at the back? We don't smile in this meeting. It's only the members that smile. You can't participate. None of you in the back may participate. Mm. Look here, I just know only members may smile and laugh in a meeting. But people, yes, I'm participating, but people that are sitting here and listening to us may not participate, they have to be serious.
The rule says about casual appreciation or disapproval.
No, you can't at all, because I know I don't want to look at equal education. When I look past them. I look at that building there. Let's continue. I'm accepting page 11, eh? So let's go to page 10. Let's go to page 11. There's UNESCO, eh? I don't know whether we're using it for the first time. Mm. And there we got again the unspent amount. Yes? Page 11. Speak to me. Honorable Moshwana, speak to me. No, don't speak to the people next door. Speak to me. Because I'm watching you. All right, Honorable Mark. Yes? It's not on your mic.
It's on.
All right.
So I'm saying it may be that saving in other programs we might have led to this inaction. But I'm somewhat skeptical about us listing attending to a meeting as an achievement.
Where is it? Just give us where. Yes? Oh, attend the first world conference. Is it that the Deputy Minister attended a meeting that tracked the progress made by member states? Or are you speaking, attended the first World Conference? Alright. Let us look at something. Let's look at this quickly. Just hold on. Just hold on. Don't say and. Just hold on. Hold on, people. Don't say and yet. What I think we should do there, because here with Program 1, when it comes to administration, is also international relations. So let us look at, should we record it as achievements, or should we put it down as something else? Because here these are part of the international relations exercise. Yes, Honourable De Corbo. First Honourable Dina, then Honourable Mushuan, and then De Corbo last. Switch on. All right. Next person.
Thank you. Mine is a little bit different. I'm saying my attending first world conference is different from attending the first world content. Because it's like you attended first, then you went to another thing. But if you put this, it's there that attended the first world conference. But that we need to put that separate.
Yeah, that should come in. Yes, Honorable De Corbo.
I agree with the Honorable Makubela that, and I think we have said this in the past, I mean, people have been coming to us as the achievement, we attended a meeting.
Mm.
Unless there is something missing here, if somebody knows, is this an international conference? Maybe we were invited because somebody has seen something good in us, then it will become an achievement. You know, we did so well that we even became invited. So I really don't know I don't know the context in which it, if we want to report on it, we can also say among others the department participated in it. But then to say it's an achievement, just to go to a meeting. Unless it was a reward, you know.
Right.
Not everybody attended, you were singled out, you know, because of 1, 2, 3.
So it means we have to say the program recorded the participation. The participation and just the participation. Because one is going to be attended, the other is a presentation done, the other one is to share good practices. And the other one is the program, the record, the participation.
The main part of the key success. We do key success, I mean, that's certainly not a key success. I wouldn't mind seeing just the word achievement and listing those things, although I absolutely agree that this is really not a very high achievement.
Let us take out key successes, ne? And then we say this program recorded the participation.
How about recorded the program?
All right.
Program recorded the program.
Now about this participation. They participated in that.
But then look at the last bullet.
Yeah?
These are key events.
Yes.
Why don't you just call it key
events? All right. Now put these key events. Instead of successes, and then yes, on Volcana.
I want to say that yes, you can put those key events as the part, but on each and every program, we need to see the achievement. You know, if ever we take that and say there are no achievements, then that's actually that these are not achievements. But in the report that you are expected to come up with, in every program, you must have the achievement for that program.
Mm.
So, you know, whatever.
Now, the thing is this, then we have to leave that as such. The program recorded the following achievements. Yes, Honorable Member.
The essence of the discussion, Chairperson, is not whether we should record achievements or not. We are obliged to record achievements.
Mm.
The issue here is whether this one recorded is an achievement or not. And the feeling is that it is not, unless it is associated, attendance is associated with having done something good.
Look here, let us just start, let me just, before I go to anything, let me first speak on the Comrade Bandi, or Mr.
Now
Bandi. Can I just say something? Let's look at page 10. And we look at program 1, administration. And they say here, the program focuses on pursuing African advancement and enhanced international cooperation in education, bilateral and multilateral cooperation, integrating and coordinating UNESCO activities in South Africa, drafting regulations and legislations, providing legal advice to the department. And the last one speaks to the Basic Laws Amendment. Eh? But the others speak to international relations. And I look here, when a person look at this, attended the first World Conference on Early Child Care and Education in order to assess progress towards the goals, the goal of expanding and improving comprehensive early childhood care and education. Is that achievement? Because what I heard from someone one day, I'll just tell you quite recently, they just said to me there was such an important, it was the first time they had this early childhood development meeting in Malta, the first of the kind in the world. Yeah? I'm first going to Honorable Dudley.
Thank you. I think we can get away with saying that the following achievements, because even if it was the fact that we found the money to get there, it was an achievement. But the key successes, to me, is the problem. So it can be an achievement that we actually got there. But a key success, we can't take the credit for the success of it, because we didn't facilitate it.
Ara, the full book?
If it was our target when we did our stretch planning, then attaining it becomes an achievement. And that's why we say you can't have as a target to attend a meeting. And therefore attendance of a meeting constitutes success. That's the context in which you are saying. Is was it really a target? That's why I say maybe there is something missing. Maybe we were invited because we had performed so well in ECD and the Wellness Council will come and share good practice. Then that becomes an achievement. But just going there, possibly even uninvited, no, it doesn't consider
Can I just say something? All right, people, let me look at this now again. Just hold on, put down your hand. Everyone, according to the minister, when she was sitting there, when they go to these conferences, it's either sharing best practices or taking out of the conference what they could implement, at home. And I think when it comes to this ECD, I think it was someone in higher education that I met in PE about a month ago with the FET function. And then she spoke about this very same conference. She said it was the first time in the world that in Malta they kept this conference. Then my first question to her was, is Malta good when it comes to ECD practices? They said, no, this conference was the first type of conference they held in the world where they invited the different countries to speak, to share and then speak to ECD. All right, now I have to first go to Honorable Makubela and then Honorable Mushwana, and then I'll come to Honorable Dudley.
I think what we're trying to do here to assist ourselves and those who may go through the report, for us to come out in support of attending meetings as a measure, as a key thing, which is not right. And attendance to meetings takes out what we do in our meetings. But if we live with participation, it may mean that either you are delivering the input to the minister, I mean, you're going to do that or something, you're taking something, you really, other than just attendance to a meeting. So to me, participation is broader than when we say achievement is just that you attended the meeting. And so, although participation does not mean that to some analyze and check what people did in those meetings. But we don't know from that's why we are in this discussion.
Can I just say something? There's only two attendants, ne? But the rest says there's a presentation that was done. The next one says shared good practices. The other one said attended a meeting that tracked the progress made by member states towards achievement of six education for all goals. And the other one said they attended this meeting in order to assess progress towards the goal of expanding and improving comprehensive early childhood care. So I don't see something there. Yes?
If we go back to first principle, is this a significant event and there was a presentation of the part of the department? And there clearly isn't like that. First World Conference on Early Childhood Care.
Mm.
If it's near attendance, then it doesn't count. If it's a presentation, so could you
tell
us whether there was a presentation or not?
Can I suggest that we maybe missed the point? If we look at what you read a moment ago, Program 1 Administration, the focus is pursuing African advancement, enhanced international cooperation in education. So that is exactly a success and an achievement of that. That's the focus.
Yeah.
So, frankly,
these are achievements.
They clearly are achievements in line with what their focus is.
Fine.
It's
thank you. At last.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, we missed it.
Yeah. And thanks, Honorable Gina, for keeping that achievement there. Hey, I would like to listen to the debates here. All right, now say it. That you can record it.
Not in front of but if there's a plan, a problem coming, that there is going to be a world conference, because this is a world conference, when you invite people to come to something, that for the first time, you invite people who will be better. So it is an issue to attend the first of its kind, because being invited meant that it was clear that you were seen to be, you were going to be able to participate.
Is everyone satisfied now about the achievement? Wait, Honorable Tukoba was sitting like this and looking at me.
No, it's fine. Look, as I say that we're calling an achievement based on assumption. But I guess I can accept the, because I've always said for me, an achievement is linked to a target. If there's no target, but Honorable Dati has been able to identify a target, it is in aid of a target, so I can accept that.
Yes, because if you look at page 10, that tells you there the program focus on. Just look at the focusing point. And that is what the Honorable Dudley referred to or aligned itself to. Thank you. Anything else? All right, page 11 is completed. Let's look at page 12. If a person looks at this key successes, this comes out of the department's report, as is, and I remember with program 2, there were no key challenges listed. What's wrong? Look at program 3, teachers' development, the amount that was unspent.
Yeah.
Yes?
There were key challenges.
Were they?
To work with distribution, for example. They're still not doing them on time.
No island there? Key challenges. Hmm? Yes, Honourable de Corbel.
There are also challenges that were raised.
And I think that's
about the conditions of service
of
the practitioner. They may not have listed it themselves.
The condition.
Conditions of service of ECD practitioners.
Condition of services for ECD practitioners. All right. Anything else? Because I'll have to go through this again. All right. Those were challenges. We just forgot everything. Was there anything with the curriculum? When it comes to challenges? Because we have the workbooks down. Anything with inclusive education?
Can I just check something to break your back?
All right.
And I know that maybe we're not really. Because when you look at this on page 11, unspent. You remember there was a lot of toy about this unspent money. And that we, after discussions, they said to us, it's money that we had saved. And therefore did not withhold service. We don't want to create the mass savings if money has been. That's just a comment from us. Because personally, I feel that we have a problem with under expenditure where it means you did not deliver service. But I think we deliver the service, but we saved money because we did things in-house.
I think there we got the under expenditure was due mainly to delays in procurement processes as well as the processing of payments in respect of technical secondary schools. So that one is, that was a challenge.
And it's listed on page 13, the savings.
Yeah. No, we're not just on page 13. It's another issue there.
No, she has answered my question. What I'm saying is elsewhere.
Yes, so that's another, And then we got savings were incurred for the work with project by using in our services. Just see what's here. Page 13. Where do you see the savings here?
At the top of page 13, I see savings on compensation. It's one.
No, it's not that one. What he's speaking to, it's not that. It's on page 11, savings were incurred for the workbooks. That is on something else. Just read page 13. That's something else. It got savings on compensation of employees. This one is something else. It's not the same.
Maybe Chapter 7 could go through the report if it is not covered in the next pages.
Let us do it now because it's not. That is something different. Read page 13. The top line there, savings on compensation of employees. Because we get that as teacher and education, human resource development. And this one here is a curriculum. Look here, we look at page 11 that you are referring to, ne? Ne? What? Let us first look at page 11. You refer to that, ne? And then look at page 13 at the top. It's not the same thing. Because here we speak about HR issues. Here we're speaking about books.
Sorry, I thought we were on page
12.
No,
we're still on page 11.
Okay.
How do you want to put, ask to put that? Because that key challenges were reported in this program. All right, speak.
As you indeed say, on page 11.
Yeah.
The under expenditure was due mainly to, and then there is a bullet delays in procurement, and the second bullet, the savings were incurred for the workshop project by using the in-house services of the Department of Education. Now, having said that, for me, it's a success. I wouldn't mind repeating it under key success, because that's something that in my view should be.
But key success.
They're saving all this money by using in-house.
Oh, so we have to put just a bullet point there and the key successes.
That is my proposal.
Fine. How do the other people feel? Because it's a key success. It's not a challenge. A key success. All right. Agreed, Llewellyn?
Yes,
the last bullet point next. And then under challenges, we'll just have a delivery of workbooks and condition of services for ECD. Fine. I have to just make sure that when I go through it, where that is correct. Let's look at page 12, teacher and education, human resource development and management. Unspent there was about 18 million. Page 12, at the bottom. Let's look at page 13 and look at the key successes. And the key challenge actually there were no key challenges reported for this program. Let me just look at the underspending on the National Education Evaluation and Development Unit. That was on NEDU. And then a savings on compensation of employees for the Integrated Quality Management System project, due to the uncertainty as to whether the project would be extended or not. My throat will be dry when I've completed this.
These are largely
yes, as reported. Yeah. Fine. Let's look at program 4, planning, quality assessment, monitoring and evaluation. Unspent was about 18 million. All right. The department still faced capacity constraints due to the split. All right. But look at the key successes, ne? Key successes. The program, yes? Right. Just hold on, comrade, before you leave. The program, accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative was finalized, yes? That's it. Fine. And then we'll be with you tomorrow morning. And we'll take a lift with you tomorrow morning from our Tambo. Thank you. See you tomorrow morning.
Where are we going to
No, I received that apology. So I said,
you said we were doing it at OR Tambo.
Yeah, at OR Tambo.
Where are we going?
No, you stay. We are going. On Bogina, myself, I'm going. So we got the finalized. Eh? Let's look at page 14. On page 14, paragraph 1 and 2, farm schools, look how far apart they are. Goods, look where they are. Appointing, look where they are. Eh? How do you feel about page 14, people? Yes. Look at page 15. Yes. Page what? 13. Yeah. The second bullet. The
yeah.
Personality. What one? In the conduct, management, and administration of the National Senior Certificate Examination, and examinations were successfully. Yeah. All right, just read there. I'm looking. Conduct could be like, you know, when it comes to examinations, perhaps, there are problems with looking off copying those things, isn't it? Yeah?
Misconduct is usually referring to human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be better to replace the running off. Are we going to run back to
All right, so is that conduct correct there? All right.
You can make it conducting. They want to do the conducting management.
All right, conducting it. Page 14, we went. Page 14. Which page?
Last, second last line. 13. The department still faces capacity constraints.
All right. Page 14. Page 15. I just want us to look under the report of the Auditor General. And then we look at that last paragraph of the document. The department reported some progress in addressing the above shortcomings. It has developed a turnaround strategy to ensure that they do not either recur or reoccur or what. Is that word correct, recur? So it's correct, that word. All right. Yeah?
On the challenges, some grammatical things.
Yeah. Yes, I got them there. Let's look at achievements before we go to that one. Let's see, when it comes to Uma Lucy. Is Uma Lucy also in charge in statistical information and research, engaging in quality learning and teaching campaign, as well as the implementation of Teach Laptop Initiative? Because I made a big question mark there, that because that is as a ELRC story. How can you people write that there? Take it out. Take it out, Nick.
And
yes, because it doesn't belong there, it belongs with ELRC. Now they didn't report in it. I don't know where did they come with this one.
The word that makes it possibly okay is the word engaging. Engaging in the quality learning and teaching campaign, as well as the implementation. So they also engaged in the campaign and the rollout.
Now, it's not the duty of Uma Lucius to standardize the examinations. They're not engaging in laptops.
They
didn't. They wrote, someone wrote something wrong here. I made a big question mark there. Honorable James, challenges? All right.
Chair, that entire paragraph is very strange, especially the second. There was an unavailability of moderators for NST examination for A or what? Then it'd be better to say moderators were not available for the NST examination. And then the second part of that is why they achieved 80% on internal. I don't understand what that means. Did they only achieve 88% when they were assessed internally? What do you
want to
say there?
Rasha Wellen, just tell us.
I'm still on this one. I'm still on this one. I'm going to
be talking about the data.
Were they not available? I don't remember that. I think they were not enough. Maybe you can go back to the report.
They were not.
Due to an unavailability of moderators for the NSE examination, they achieved 88% on internal assessment.
That's better, but still, it's unavailable of everybody. I mean,
can't be the unavailable of some moderators.
I'll really like us to go and check what it was.
All right. Now we'll
but
do it there. Eh? Just like a question mark there.
There might have been there, but worried about the quality of work
that was produced.
I can't remember which one it was. It was not about the number.
Just
about
the quality of work.
But the quality of their work.
And let's look at the next one, the ERCO examination board used a question paper. It was one question paper, I remember they said. So for the infant, a question paper. Yeah. All right. Why are you laughing there? Huh? All right. That's all right. A question paper. Which was not? All right. Honorable James, what did you say?
It's not which
is that. That. All right.
Use a question paper that was not.
Yeah. Then assessment bodies did not submit evidence for prescribed samples. And then the next one is in respect of. Let's go to page 16. What I'm missing.
Page 16,
yeah.
There was no reporting on IECA on FET implementation of strategic plan. What does that mean? I know CAF, never heard of IECA, except the CAF, which doesn't belong to the country.
Now what does it be cat?
Now what, maybe something I
don't all right, I don't know. Let us just look at it. I'll look at it for them. Yeah, all right. Let's look at page 16. Yes, we already rectified it, ne? But slow there, the back. Look at page 14. Page 16. There we speak about the Education Labour Relations, ELC, and what I didn't see there, there's no financial performance, please. Eh? You have to take out their financial performance. And I think you can use this one here to write down what was their financial performance. And then look at the last... bullet point there, it's audit opinion.
Do we want the ones there?
Where?
Sorry, 422. The primary business of the council was to promote. Is it not is to promote?
Yes. So let's go to page 17. I didn't order lunch, eh? This year I didn't order lunch, page 16.
No, I just want to check something, and maybe I'm splitting heads here.
Oh, that's okay.
Because we have been fighting people who say we have received a clean audit, and we say no, it's not a clean audit, it's a qualified, unqualified.
Unqualified with emphasis on matters.
So the one on unqualified without emphasis is called clean.
Yes, clean as Umalusi.
Then maybe we should say on top that they received it, because the independent auditors to the council gave an unqualified opinion.
On completion of the yes, yeah, but no.
Okay.
All right, wait, let's look at the previous page, ne? Because I think I saw something here, challenges. Malusi, financial performance. All right. The independent auditors to the council gave an unqualified audit opinion on completion of the examination of the Malusi financial statements. Malusi had sound internal audit controls, and it had reported on its predetermined objectives in compliance with the PFMA as amended. It is also good to note that there were no matters raised on compliance.
I think
And Lucia, look at the bottom. You mustn't forget now about the financial performance of ELRC. Page 17. Yes. Yes. The what? Yeah. Yeah. Now, what do you want to say there? Huh? Oh, small cats. All right. I didn't hear. Well, these two stop speaking. Speak to me. I'm jealous.
We are
now I'm very jealous.
We apologize.
All right. Let's look at page 17, people. Yes. Yeah, 422.
The Western Cape is the highest referring province in 2010-11, and KwaZulu-Natal the highest. You can take out being.
All right, the highest, yeah. All right.
And Mpumalanga and Northern Cape remain the lowest referring province.
Five. Page 17.
Can I take you to the third line under achievements?
Page 17.
No, page 16.
All right, which line?
Third line.
But where?
There was. Voices and movement achievements.
There was.
Is it correct?
Where is it? There was. Where?
Under achievements.
Yes. There was also significant. There were. All right. Makubela, on the book. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And it's not very clear what we're referring to there. It's as if it's referring to the campaign. And the campaign is something else, but we were concerned about the ERLC price of improvement.
What were you worried about? We were worried about the ELRC and not the campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to change that. QLCC to ELRC. Yes, it was the ELRC, ne? Loella? Understood? Look at... All right, let's look. I remember when it came to the ELRC, they spoke about their own structures. QLC, it's a quality learning and teaching campaign. Yes?
I must just disclaimer that I was not in attendance.
Yes, you were not, yeah, correct.
But there are also issues with QLTC.
Mm-hmm.
Because in terms of the rollout, provinces were supposed to, you have a QLTC structure at national level, and then you have a QLTC structure at provincial level, at regional level, at district level, and then at second level, up to school level. And I think that there is a complaint that it is not working. It has stuck somewhere.
But do it fall under the ELRC?
The ELRC can mention it because it was signed there.
Oh, I see. So that's just correct. Just make like, yeah. All right. Yes?
I'm not saying there are no issues with the campaign. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying also, it has to be clear, because we're also talking about their structure, which, remember, the previous year, 9-10, they came here, and they said there are problems there. And they said that they want to standardize to try and ensure that they operate the same way. But even after Christmas this time around, the standardization on its own does not mean all of them will be effective. And they accepted that, yes, their pressure provisions are not that active, not all of them are functioning.
So that's a separate paragraph. It's another issue, Lowell, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a separate paragraph. I remember that one.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, so on page 16, under challenges, the second last line, where it says national, colloquial expression to call something national.
Let me just see. Let me see. Poor director from...
You can just check on one of these.
Yeah. All right. People, you're not helping. You are not helping. Yes? Yes, Honorable Jay?
Did you catch the last?
Yes, Honorable Jay?
Did you catch the last bullet point there? Audit.
Yes, we already did it.
Okay.
All right. You are slow. You are slow. Come, people, we're still far behind. Page 17.
Under 5.1, it says report on Millennium Goals. It's a formal thing. It should be called Millennium Development Goals.
Yeah. Mm. Correct?
I agree, but I can't see where it's written.
5.1. Let's hear Honorable James with me. See, I'm at 5.1. You know, you people don't feel like doing work when you're going like this. All right. Page 17. Let's look at page 18. Page 18. All right.
Under 512, goal 3, third line, to eliminate gender disparity. Sure.
All right. IES.
Yeah.
You found it.
Yes.
Now, I mean, Honorable Decordo.
I'm observing gender disparity.
Whether I say it's gender disparity or gender disparity, I'm trying to absorb. It's refusing to think.
Through you, Chair, it's either the gender disparity or gender disparity.
Yes. Honorable Dadri?
I'm thinking just in terms of the. They do sometimes refer to gender disparity. So it normally would be gender disparity, but it's something that I think is known nowadays as it is such a thing as gender disparity.
My thinking, Chairperson, would be I would talk about if disparities in terms of race, gender, age, but when I talk about a particular one, I'm not sure I'm speaking about
disparity.
Then you must say that. You can't say
that. We'll put in that. I wouldn't fight whichever way, but I'm just saying for me, it's refusing to say.
Yeah, it will. Do next week.
Next week.
It's not wrong to say disparity. I'm just saying there is such a thing these days as gender disparity, which wouldn't normally have come into
the
discussion. Therefore, you know, this concept is so wide. You and I should know this, and other people here. Gender disparity, if we have done justice to even to say gender disparity and plural, because there are so many.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Honorable Makubela.
Yes.
Are you still on gender disparity?
No.
All right, we're going with gender disparity. Yes, Makubela?
On
are we still with face?
I'm not picking up anywhere the mentioning this lack of real clarity on what you think.
You're back at page 17.
Yes, no, I'm just saying what I like, because to me it's a major issue.
Are you going back to page 17?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. Challenges. In we can just see how quickly what we say with the CBD system was not run. We got it on page 17.
No, it's not about the roads. That one is just about the system. It's not running because...
The core business.
Yes,
either the departments or SACES,
yes,
yeah?
But it's a major issue.
Yeah. All right.
This one here,
Page what?
The one you were
17, yeah. Yes, that's what they said, yeah.
So it can't have to be expected that we won't necessarily run in all problems, depending on how they wanted to pilot it. So where is this? It's a major challenge. When you think that they are only going to roll it out that system, probably in this financial year. So
yeah, I remember that, yeah.
The point that I'm raising is, if the actual role which they need other stakeholders to clarify and
Now, how do you want us to put that sentence on the actual realm? No, don't. Just give us your idea in a sentence. Then we'll rectify the sentence, page 17. One of the challenges. Honorable Tekobo, can you give us?
Well, I can try. Just say one of the challenges is the perceived confusion of rules on who does CPTD. I don't know whether it's a perception or because if as it says no, we know is the other partners. Usually they say the department wants to do our part.
I think it is a perceived because they said that they will have to discuss that fully. Because there were a lot of arguments on this role, whether it's department or SAIS. And SAIS speaks about, they look at the providers. Assess the providers.
I'm going to make a suggestion that we put that in under recommendation, that clarity be given regarding the dual roles or something.
Fine. Let's look at page. Let's look at page 18. We did that gender disparity. Look at page 19. On page 19, it has just rectified clear 6.3, the first bullet point. Members of the committee remain concerned about the poor performance. Ne? Then the last bullet point. There is a need to make sign language. All right, let us just look at the last. There is a need. The second bullet point, yeah.
Committee is concerned at the poor utilization. Would we not be concerned
about the poor utilization. Yeah, and that strategic have to just be drawn back,
and
ne?
The third one is a full stop.
Yeah, in a comma, and then you just strategic you draw back. And you got there. Then in the conclusion there,
now
which
bullet
4, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The sentence says the committee urgently requires that the parties involved update it on the impact of their intervention strategies to resolve the issue.
That's a recommendation.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, so take it out as a recommendation. Then you just put down what the issue was there, ne? And then let's look at conclusion. Yes? You. Yes?
Just going back to bullet point 2.
Yes?
The second sentence. It's nice to see greater progress made in resolving
All right. Greater progress made in
resolving
this challenge, yeah. All right, let's look at conclusion. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines.
Can we have bullet 5?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The existence of large classes, I mean, there could be set classes, large doesn't sort of say it, so should we not be saying excessive numbers of learners in any school?
Overcrowded classes, yes. Let's look at conclusion, yes.
For me, class size is more appropriate.
Class size.
Because we're talking about, you remember, and this was the minister clarified.
Oh, yes, class sizes, yeah.
At times we think it's the learner-educator ratio. But the problem can also is linked to infrastructure. Because the ratio of teachers to learners, there's nothing wrong with it. But because you don't have enough classrooms, you therefore have learners congested in one classroom.
That's class size.
I don't know. Maybe we can also talk about different, but as I said, for me, class size tells me exactly what is it that I'm talking about.
Yes. But if we use clouded, it covers it all. Because, of course, we can talk of the sizes, but when we say clouded, like there are lots of kids in one class, and that cannot be accepted, it makes more sense to me.
All right, Honorable Dadley.
Sorry, I'm going on to the next bullet.
No, we can't go on to the next bullet. Honorable Tina. All right, so Honorable Tukogo. All right, overcrowded. All right, let's go to the next. All right, Honorable Dina.
Six point three.
Yes, the last bullet. Yeah, there is a need. That should be a recommendation. Yeah. Yeah. There is a concern. But then just.
And the lack of that there's no sign language.
No, it's not. No sign language. There is sign language. Yes, on the Takobo.
No, it's fine because when earlier on we made a decision, I know it may come back to bite us. Where we took a concern, something out of a concern, and took it to a recommendation. Because the way some people read reports, there is a recommendation in the report because of a concern raised in the report. So if you have a standalone recommendation, somebody who has not with us does not know what informs that. So we can mention it under concern.
All right.
And then also, so say, when you come to resolution, how do we then address the concern?
But the thing is that I wanted the Honorable Dudley to tell me how should we word that sentence.
There is a need for sign language to become an official language, but we don't say that we must make a representation because that's what we are going to suggest.
So take out the representation, eh? There's a need for sign language to become an official language. Let's look at conclusion now there. One, two, let's look at conclusion. Yeah, let's look at...
No, I would propose that for sign language, we keep it... Well, for me, it's a language.
For English.
So if
all right,
I talk
sign,
about the language, whether I recognize or not...
Yes, let's put it down as uppercase.
I said it's only because it's uppercase.
Official.
Official. So it's lowercase. You don't capitalize it.
And will it be English?
Yeah, that's English.
All right. Let's look at conclusion, people. One, two, three, four lines. Ne? A strong foundation has been laid towards improving the quality of basic education, which should be continued. I don't understand that sentence. Please. A strong foundation has been laid towards improving the quality of basic education. Yeah. All right. Let's leave that one out there. And then when it comes to the committee further satisfied that the department's entities are well managed and largely compliant with Treasury regulations. It's not only Treasury regulations, you have to put in the PFMA.
We are very general.
What?
You say everybody may be well managed.
No, we got here our recommendations. We got recommendations here. Or do you want to put something there before
recommendations?
Despite the above mentioned concerns, the committee is satisfied that the Department of Basic Education, together with its three entities, remain focused on ensuring that they deliver on the commitments made in their respective strategic plans during the period under review. Now, look at you say we are generous. You have to say what is wrong. Yes?
That's what I wanted to come to. The department, I'm aware, comparatively speaking, there's nothing wrong in us saying it in the name, it's being well done. There may be other concerns which do not necessarily talk to the major either finance or determine or take it in a service, you know, which would continue to say that. However, the following things need the attention, urgent attention. But where they may deserve appreciation or congratulations, we must not be shy to say so.
But won't the recommendations give you that? No, don't say it's fine. Don't say it's fine, because now you go and debate inside there, so you pick a other story. Look there, the Honourable James is leaving, because he knows he's not going to tell us now on this recommendation, because he wants to go and debate them inside there.
No, I'm a real cheat. I come late and then I leave early. My apologies.
And remember, Honourable James, if you are going to debate on the opposite, then I'm to say you left the meeting. You came in late and you left early. And I say from the podium. What do you say? Now sit here and give us the view. Yeah, you have to sit here and give us the view. No, you can't. He's a Zapo, you DA. You people don't share the same views. You know, Honourable James, I won't take that as your word. You'll send it in writing. You'll never do it. Huh? It's Thursday today. Are you voting? All right, yes, Honourable Kusana, you have to stay. You can't leave. We 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, you may leave. Yes? Yes? All right. All right, yes? Yes? Honourable Dadley?
Suggestion. The committee is satisfied. Take out the further.
All right.
That the department and its entities are largely compliant with treasury regulations and the PMFA.
All right.
And leave out the well-managed thing, because we discussed that the first sentence kind of covers the approach of the department. So I don't think we need to put well-managed there. We don't have to overcommit ourselves.
Yes. All right. Yes, I'm talking. The Department of Basic Education, together with its three entities, remain focused on ensuring that they deliver on the commitments made in the respective strategic plans during the period under review. And what about this, a strong foundation?
Should we put that at the end? Because then you can say...
The committee is further satisfied that the department and its entities are well managed and largely compliant with treasury regulations and the PFMA. Because look at that, we had to look at. You know whether they comply or not.
Just put the strong foundation at the end.
All right. A strong foundation has been laid towards improving the quality of basic education, which should stop. All right. Now, people, let's work on the recommendation. And everyone sitting here, if you're not going to work on, you know, look at this recommendation, and you're not going to work on it, and I ask each one to give one.
Yeah.
All right. Honorable DeCorvo?
No, we had a very fruitful meeting of IEP.
Yes.
Mainly because there was a member who just reminded us on how these BEEE reports are written. Number one, one of the rules is that they are not, the recommendations are not addressed to the accounting officer, but to the executive authority.
Yes.
So everything where we are saying the department, we must say the minister.
Correct.
And write just a content. If we want the department to do, we must say the minister must ensure that
the
one,
department.
Two, three is done.
Correct.
Then we don't delegate, we don't send our recommendations to any department, but to the minister.
All right, so we have to put where we've got department. Then the minister should intensify its targeted interventions.
Or should ensure that the
department
intensify
its targeted interventions to improve the quality and functionality of the department. If the goal of access to education, for the goal of access to education to be significant. That sentence doesn't read well for me. Yes, Honourable Dudley?
For me, we can't put that the goal is significant. It must be the goal is realized. So, education, if the goal of access to education is to be realized.
Alright, take out significant there. Primarily, there is a need for rapid upgrading of teacher competence.
Can we take out primarily?
Alright. So, we say there is a need for rapid upgrading of teachers.
What are we recommending on that sentence?
Huh?
In that sentence, we need to reword it if we want to make it a recommendation.
All right, now let's reword it quickly. Because you have people that would like to leave. Then we're going to sit with six people to accept the report. Huh? Huh? Yes, that's my problem. All right, just reword it quickly, Daddy.
You want it as a separate bullet?
Yeah, now, yes.
Okay.
All right. We got the first sentence correct, but the teacher's one.
The department must...
Not the department, the minister.
Ensure.
Should ensure
the
that...
The upgrading of teacher competence.
All right. The minister should ensure the rapid upgrading. All right, let's put prioritize. Mm-hmm. Yes, Makpela.
This is not about what consistent as well matter.
Yes.
Is it not related to teacher development that we always talk about?
Yeah, now I can show you.
Yeah. We want to neutralize barriers, although you're referring to the same thing, but it's always good to shine the consistent.
All right, now tell us how.
Yeah, instead of just saying upgrading of teacher competence, we can say there should be the need for the ministry or the department.
Now the minister to ensure, the what? To ensure, to prioritize teacher development. All right. Look at the next one.
Let's do this one, because, and I know that because of the current debate, somebody may just say, oh, but teacher development is, is in the ELRC. But for me, the most important part is the whole question of skills development in the country. That in terms of the Skills Development Act, the employer has a portion that the employer must use to upgrade workers. Whether it is this employer is a mine, whether it is
in service and out of in service.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that so that it is understood. Which one are we talking about?
All right.
We are not talking about that one, because you see, as to, RPM and all those things, they are not within the realm of what the minister does. But any employer has an obligation to develop his or her workers.
All right, now, what do you want to do? What do you like us? How do you want us to shape that sentence?
Maybe we should, as we talk about teacher development, we must also talk about teacher skills development. then at least it's being directed.
Teacher skills development. All right. Prioritize teacher skills development. All right. The next one, they should, the department should make representation to ensure that sign language becomes an official language in order to enhance quality learning and teaching. Now, not the department. We said the ministry should ensure, ne? Yeah, the minister should ensure. There is accumulated knowledge, expertise, and experience at some NGOs, private and public schools, related to the effective implementation of a curriculum and the enhancement of learning and teaching capabilities of teachers and learners. This should be harnessed, expanded, implemented for the benefit of all schools. How should we put that sentence? The minister must ensure. Oh, then in the end we have to say the minister should ensure that it is harnessed, expanded, and implemented for the benefit of all schools. All right. The next one. Where are you now, Honorable Khanya? I should go back.
No, I was just saying number one. No,
all right. All right, let's look at the next one. While not sufficient condition for quality improvement, the department should give special attention to the reduction of actual class size in all schools to the national norm along with other interventions. The committee would like to see greater progress towards the introduction of performance agreements from principals to promote accountability, incentives, as well as consequences for underperformance are vital. Ara?
The first one you scratch.
Silence, don't just leave me.
The first one you
We're not going to have a quorum. What is it? Alright, Honorable Dudley.
Scratch the first part and start with the department or the minister.
The department or the minister, yeah.
Should give special attention to the reduction of actual class size in all schools to the
national norm.
What to the national norm?
Not according to the national. According to the national norm.
Along with other interventions.
Yes.
Now,
because,
my question there would be, should we not be speaking about a review of national norms?
They already reviewed it, I think. There's a model provisioning. There's a model. Yes?
I think the question is, you have the 1:35.
Yeah, and 1:40.
And then 1:40.
Mm.
Now we have it in 1995.
Mm.
The question is it now cast in stone? Or someone should be saying, you know, we're moving towards 1:30, for example. For what the other 1:35 in the art. Or we think, personally, I would say that as a developing country, we should be looking at improving it.
Improving the norm.
Yeah.
So, this is a short sentence then. The department should give special attention to the reduction of actual class size in all schools. Finish, full stop.
Fine.
If we want to say anything about additional norms being looked at, we'd have to call for a review of the norm.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I was thinking on too. You know, shouldn't we ask for the review? Because they're saying according to that, by 2014, this should be the norm that we're speaking about. And in one meeting I asked, can't it, we should review it? Because it's skewed at the moment too. Let's go on, people. Yes?
No, I'm just trying to check what the impact is. We say while not a sufficient condition for quality improvement. And I'm saying, but it is not soon. But
in town.
The issue of class size. Why don't we just say, should give special attention to the reduction of class size?
We've left that first part out.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to just start by saying the department should give
special attention.
Yeah, the minister. Yeah. And then look at the next one. The committee would like to see greater progress towards the introduction of the performance agreement for principals.
Then we must say the minister
Yeah.
must prioritize the introduction of performance agreements for principals or something.
Yeah, to promote accountability.
Yeah. In sentence. Accountability in sentence as well as constant, and that can all be one sentence.
All right. All right, the last sentence, promote accountability.
Can we just also remind the House that in terms of collective agreement number one of 2008, OSD, it talks about performance for principal, EMS in other words, principals and deputy principals.
Yeah.
So we must also include that.
Include the deputy principal, eh? And then the committee refers back to the recommendations made previously that the department and provincial education departments should ensure that sufficient learner-teacher support material, including workbooks, are delivered to schools on time.
Fine.
All right, but now we have to say the minister should ensure that the department.
And within the national department and, or the national and provincial.
Alright. Yes, the national department and provincial. Alright. Department. Alright. Then we got here, provincial education department should prioritize and scale up the rollout of motivational incentives for competent educators in rural areas, particularly those teaching scarce subjects, such as mathematics, science, and technology. The implementation of these incentives should be monitored closely to ensure that they have the desired effect. Sufficient funds should be made available for these incentives.
Fine.
So it must be the minister. The minister must ensure.
I'm not sold on the minister idea.
No, but they say it's the way you should do it. Yes, Yes, what for incentives for educators.
Okay.
Yeah, just check out that competence. The committee requires an update as a matter of urgency on the nature and impact of interventions to improve the management of finances in affected provinces. It should follow up on this issue in collaboration with the relevant committees of parliament. I think we have to take out that last, because, you know, a person, not a committee, we have to say the minister should ensure that the reporting.
Can I make a proposal on this one?
Yeah.
Particularly this bullet.
Because that is, just before you make your thing, that is the AG's report. All right?
No, no, what I want to propose is that it should be the last bullet.
All right.
It should become the last bullet. When we have said everything, again, the format that we're shown is that we must also say, call for some kind of update. Maybe just whether we say we will need a report, and the minister should report on all the recommendations that we have made in whatever period.
Let's hear people. I know what's going to happen now because we are going on now and we won't be able to vote on this. Oh, yes, Mishwana is, yes. But then it's five. Yes? She just went out. Yes?
When we're saying that, I don't think there's ever, there is a sense that somebody is going to call for a division. And that my understanding was in the spirit that people who are leaving. Unless people just want to be, you know,
difficult. No, it's not difficult. What's happening? You have to go peace play now.
Let's vote on the understanding that we are going to deal with.
All right. Will that be okay? Let us just vote on acceptance of the report with amendments.
There is consensus.
All right, come, Llewellyn.
That's
what I'm saying. She's, yeah. She just went somewhere. Yeah, to the bathroom. All right, so it's accepted. You may leave on the Makubela. All right. Because I think we're still going to be off an hour.
Do you want to do the formal vote thing?
Hmm?
Do you want to do the formal
Now we're not going to do a, we already did the formal vote now with amendments. Is there who moves? Second? All right. You know, people, you are being taped. I want to listen to the state. All right. You see, when it comes to the AG's report, we have to do it last. That recommendation. Honorable Jacobo, the AG's report, you want us to do it last?
No. The one that calls for the minister to report to the committee.
Yes.
Because then, if we have made recommendations, the minister must then, within a prescribed period,
report to the committee
on all the recommendations.
All right.
Because as soon as they are appointed, they are accepted by Parliament, then they place an obligation on the minister to update the House.
But this one is on the AG's report. Yeah, the committee requires an update as a matter of urgency on the nature and impact of interventions. Because look here, when you look at the AG's report when it comes to finances, there's quite a number of these provinces that is not doing well.
Yeah.
No, we don't go to the quintile system. We still busy with the AG's report.
Maybe we can have it because this one just says a matter of urgency.
Yes.
But the last one must specify the period.
Yeah. All right, now don't worry. We're going to specify. It is hoped that, all right, let's go to the quintile system. Ms. Dudley, Honourable Dudley. That the minister
ensures
recommendations
of the recent review of the quintile system effectively eliminate inconsistencies in the current classification of schools and the consequent underfunding of some schools.
All right. Let's look at SAY. SAY should pay special attention to the strategic plan and predetermined objectives. SAY should further look at the building they intend to acquire in terms of space and cost. How do you think we should put that one? Some people?
Do we want to say that the minister must ensure that SAY...
Yeah.
The minister should ensure that SAY pays special attention...
To the strategic plan,
predetermined
objectives.
Now, what are we saying? Are we questioning this building?
Yeah, through the department,
are we saying that we want somebody to look into feasibility of...
You look at people are querying, giving $60 million out for a building when it comes to size. So how should we put that one down?
And it also comes from the fact that sales bought a house, and now they are selling it.
Yes.
So which means they did not do the necessary... Basically,
what
a house they didn't need, or a house that does not meet their requirements.
Yeah, and now they're buying a building, and we're not 100% sure whether for that $60 million, you know, perhaps it's such a big building.
Are we saying that the minister should require
faith
to justify
the purchase?
The purchase of the building.
What should we say?
To ensure that there is value for money.
To ensure that they
value for money,
value for money of the building.
In other words, the...
Yeah, you are right. It must be. You must ensure that there is value for money when it comes to when it comes to the purchasing of this new building. Yeah, value for money and suitability. All right. The committee supports the department's MTEF plans and resources to effect implementation towards improvement of basic education. It further supports that additional funding be allocated to Umalusi in order to effectively carry out its extended mandate.
Should we leave that and just say the minister
Yes. Alright? Yes. And then the last, what should we say about infrastructure? Yes, mapping on infrastructure. And normally that is very problematic in education. Because even technical schools.
I didn't pick up, because I obviously missed the part in terms of what the Auditor General has said in terms of building of schools and things like that. But I know from health there's major problems. Because there was no skills in the department of health to oversee the building of hospitals. And I'm assuming it's possibly the same, but there are no resident engineers or technical assistants within the Department of Education, and you need that if they're able to actually go on site and oversee the building of schools. But I don't know if that come up in the AG's report.
In the AG's report, they speak to allocation of funds to schools. Ne? They speak to they speak here to technical secondary schools. Ne? The provincial department did not prepare and submit an annual evaluation report of the performance of the conditional grant. Ne? The provincial department did not prepare or did not submit quarterly reports regarding the grant. Then it's, that takes place in the Eastern Cape, the Free State, and the Western Cape when it comes to technical schools. So when it comes to technical schools, there's problems in the Eastern Cape, Free State, and Western Cape. That is 3 out of 9. Then when it comes to infrastructure, it's more like newly or upgraded schools were standing un- or underutilized. That's in the Eastern Cape, Free State, and Northern Cape. Ne? Then when it comes to the department, did not correctly identify and prioritize the infrastructure needs as inappropriate information was used during the needs determination process. Then that was for the Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, and Northern Cape. Then original needs determination documentation was not provided for audit purposes, which resulted in the use of completed projects could not be compared for the needs, and that was the Free State, Northern Cape, and Western Cape. Then the needs determination and budget were compiled without considering relevant technical issues, which caused inappropriate coping and budgeting of education infrastructure projects, and that was in Northern Cape. When it comes to the department, the new thing is that a CD program, the accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative. They put that into place. Yeah.
I hear the concern raised by Honorable Dan, but the question I'm asking myself is whether that skill should reside in the Department of Education
or
in public works.
That came up because that skill is in public works, but what they're saying is public works does not know what is needed for hospitals. They only know public works. So you need somebody who's actually overseeing it from the point of view of what do we need for education. So in other words, they're saying that the buck stops with health department to make sure they get the hospitals that they want, which means that, yes, we expect there to be that in public works, but somebody has to check that public works is giving health what they need to actually give the service they need. So what they're saying is education can't fully hold public works or anyone else accountable if they don't have the expertise to hold them accountable. Does that make sense? You know, because we can say education must now monitor and hold accountable those
I don't think when it comes to infrastructure, the reporting said there was a problem. But my problem with infrastructure when it comes to the department is, you know, we have our program. They have to build so many schools within the financial year, and to me it's not been done. Yeah, yes. So I want something where we can speak about, you know, that just when it comes to infrastructure, you know, like it has to be accelerated or something.
Accelerate rollout of what? Infrastructure program or
whatever? Yeah, it has to be rolled out. Yes?
Maybe a recommendation that calls for attending infrastructure backlog and move towards eliminating they call them unsuitable structures.
They call it unsafe, I think.
Unsafe
and
unsuitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe two. It's not the focus report because we know that today for the target, they said by 2014 they should have allocated. I think what we need to know is the target, the focus report.
Oh, yeah. I
because
agree.
Because we know the target, we know when they said by the time they
yes, I think we're going to speak to the progress report, the minister. Should ensure that the department give us a progress report on infrastructure so as to ascertain. Yeah, on infrastructure. So, a report on infrastructure so as to ascertain whether they are on target, something like that. Because, okay, according to Honorable de Corbo, the last one should be that we tell the department that would, the minister should report back to the committee within 14 days on the acceptance of the report or something.
The proposal would be, and there was a motivation yesterday, maybe 6 months, not definitely not 14 days.
No, but we need to know progress. Within 14 days with those recommendations that come to us and tell us what are they going to do about it. Because when you make a recommendation to the department, then as soon as this report is accepted within Parliament, then the department has to come back to tell us what are they doing. Yeah, we can give them 30 days. And then we'll ascertain from those 30 days what do we want further?
On the infrastructure, there's three things now. There's the one that we want the quarterly report on their rollout. And then should we not call for the minister to ensure the monitoring of the building? Because you don't want broken down schools, and what's happening at the moment with anything in anyone's building is coming substandard. So should we not be calling for
but it is they were.
Maybe we call for the minister to accelerate then give the quarterly report on progress.
All right. When it comes to infrastructure. Now, when do we want the minister to report back to us on this recommendation?
6 months
back. All right, let's say, when do we start at Parliament? Noella, next year? When do our meetings start?
I think it was
February.
Second week in. So we have 20 weeks left,
right.
Just at the end of January.
All
right.
Yes. He's given the department 6 months. And 6 months, is it 6 months, you say, or 6 weeks?
So, after that, that's just the
do you want to call it a report or just to respond to?
I feel that God may have to respond to us first.
To
see the end of 50 days, respond with by the end of February 2012. How do you want to participate?
Where will you be?
Huh?
My reason why I think in other organizations that come up with, especially in the process of money, I think that we've been talking of asking now the accreditation program where we need the bachelor report. Why are you saying 6 months now? I don't think we can have it.
Now, do you want within 14 days, like I said?
We can even start at them, you know. If we make an accommodation, maybe we can put a trial attention, but it cannot be.
All right. Now we have to come again with our recommendations from the beginning, eh? The first one, the department should intensify targeted interventions to improve the quality and functionality of education. You know, if the goal of access to education is what? Not significant.
Achieved.
Yeah. There is a need for rapid upgrading of teachers. I know, I can't remember what was it. So what are we going to do? But when? Yes, but then what date?
Teacher skills development.
Yeah, skills development. What date are we going to put there?
Why don't we just ask for a response?
All right, we ask the department to give us a response.
Within 50 days. Because then they can say, this is a long-term matter, this we can do tomorrow, this is what we have done. Because in their response, then they can tell us what their time frame
is. All right.
30 days,
60
days, not more than
that. Yes, Honourable Member.
Because if we include everything, you remember I think this, but if we are talking of LTSM also, the learning standard period, there must be different periods to report back. Because for building, it will take long. But as soon as school opens, there must be everything in place to make education possible. So that can kind of come with different time frames.
Then we have to start again from the beginning.
No, we don't have to. That's what I was trying to say. We say the minister, after going through the report, because we're not talking of the department now, we're talking of the minister. The minister will report back according to the priority of the institution.
I think if you make it rather, you know, I'm going to use what the legislation normally uses. Once the report is finalized and it goes to the ATC, then the report back is within 14 days.
Okay.
Response within 14 days.
Okay, that's
right. All right. Then we get the report and just respond within 14 days. It's either going to be in writing or we call them to a meeting. All right. All right. After it's the ATC, after this report was accepted in Parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah, after it had been tabled.
Yeah.
Is the correct word. Oh, I'm so tired.
You need a break.
No, I don't need a break. No, we can't say it's adjourned. Let us just... All right, no. Let me just tell you. People... Next week, Tuesday at 9:30, we are having an education meeting. Yeah? And what we're going to do, we're going to accept the Northwest report, Northwest and Mpumalanga. Remember, we went to Northwest and Mpumalanga. That report is going to be accepted. Yes, it was Northwest and Mpumalanga. We did the special schools. Yeah. And then there's about 5 sets of minutes that we accept in that day. And a few steps you do. Yes. On Monday. And then Tuesday morning, you come early and just go through it, ne? Meeting adjourned. 9 o'clock. 9:30. All right. Now, why are you running? Why are you running?
Parliament to see the document.